Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. When Moses was driven from Egypt because he had killed an Egyptian, he traveled to the land of Midian. At Midian, he married one of Jethro's, or Reuel's, seven daughters, a woman named Zipporah. Moses returned to Palestine to learn of the work God had designed for him to do. After he had received the call to lead Israel out of Egyptian bondage, Moses departed and returned to Jethro, his father-in-law, and said unto him, "Let me go, I pray you, and return unto my brethren in Egypt, and see whether they yet be alive." And Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." Exodus 4:18. It may seem strange to us that Moses would ask permission from his father-in-law, a priest of Midian, to return to the land of Egypt. After all, he was past 40 years of age and had a family of his own. But the fathers in ancient countries were held in great honor. Moses did not want to offend the traditions of the land of Midian. He seemed to believe he owed respect to the man who had given Moses a wife. In addition, Jethro was Moses' employer. Exodus tells us that Moses kept the flock of Jethro. Exodus 3:1. So it was only natural that Moses would want to return to Midian and discuss his plans with his father-in-law, who was also his employer. Jethro was a priest of Midian, but he had no objection to Moses returning to Egypt. He urged him to go in peace. And the Lord said unto Moses in Midian, "Go, return into Egypt, for all the men who sought your life are dead." Exodus 4:19. As I mentioned a moment ago, Moses had killed an Egyptian and had fled to Midian to escape being caught and killed. He knew it was death for a slave to kill an Egyptian. But the Lord assured him it would be safe to return to Egypt, since the men who sought to kill him were dead. Moses accepted the Lord's direction and made plans to go to Egypt. And Moses took his wife and his sons and set them upon a donkey. And he returned to the land of Egypt. And Moses took the rod of God in his hand. Exodus 4:20. If Moses experienced any fear over his return to Egypt, we are not told of it. But it would not be an easy journey, nor would his work among his own people be easy. Moses knew how difficult his own people could be. That was one of the reasons he gave every excuse he could think of for not accepting leadership of the Jewish nation. Have you ever wondered how the nation of Israel would have fared had Moses adamantly refused to do the will of God? There is no point in our speculating about such matters, but I know this: Moses became one of the great military, political, and spiritual leaders of all time. We honor him today every time we speak of the law of Moses. Oh, Moses was not perfect by any means, but what leader is? He was a man of integrity and of dedication. Can you think of any greater need America has than good leadership in the business community, in education, in government, and in religion? Tragically, many of our leaders, even in the church, are more like the kings of Israel than they are such great men as Abraham, Moses, and David. Some of our leaders seem to be more concerned about feathering their own nests than in helping the American people to realize their dreams. When church leaders become rich on the backs of their poor members, they are as evil as men like Ahab, Ahaz, and Manasseh, wicked kings of Israel. We should earnestly pray that the American people will elect men of honor and integrity. Until we do elect such men and women to every office in the land, we should expect to have men who commit adultery and lie about it, betray our country so they will be elected, and use their influence to lower the moral standards of our great nation. How can God bless America as she stands today? My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless and keep you.